Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, PPL Electric customers will have a chance to give their thoughts on a possible rate hike. And a new executive order will change the way young people transition out of foster care. It's Wednesday, November 19th. Let's get into it. We'll start off today in Harrisburg. Protesters want Pennsylvania legislators to vote to bar themselves from receiving unlimited gifts or campaign contributions. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, protesters blocked off sections of the state legislature on Monday to call attention to some of the most lax legislative ethics laws in the country.
Roughly 70 protesters started with speeches, then clogged hallways to the state House and Senate before visiting offices of Republican and Democratic leaders and being turned away, resulting in 18 arrests. Michael Pollack says the legislature is captured by special interests who can influence lawmakers through gifts, side jobs, promises of employment, and campaign contributions.
It doesn't matter how righteous anybody is. That's not what matters in a system of corruption. What matters is if you can pay to play.
Pollack is a rabbi and the executive director of March on Harrisburg, a group that uses nonviolent protest strategies to bring attention to the state's inaction on banning financial influence in state government. Democratic and Republican lawmakers have introduced bills offering broad reform. Neither Republican leadership in the Senate or Democratic leadership in the House support the bills. Their offices also did not respond to questions for this story. Pollack says his group will disrupt campaign fundraisers and committee hearings until the corrupting influence of money is taken out of politics. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Thanks to Jordan Wilkie for that story. Also at the Capitol this week, Harrisburg Republicans joined energy sector workers on Tuesday to celebrate Pennsylvania's withdrawal from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The program would have imposed fees on polluters for carbon emissions that drive climate change. Republican House Leader Jesse Topper says withdrawing will boost the state's economy.
We were continuing to lose energy development and the family-sustaining jobs that go with it to our neighboring states in Ohio and West Virginia. We can honestly say we are bringing those jobs and that energy development back here to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, those who supported the initiative say abandoning it means the future of the state's climate policy is now uncertain. Speaking of energy, PPL Electric Utilities wants to raise its residential customers' bills by 7%, and now they'll have a chance to respond. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has more on some upcoming public hearings.
PPL wants higher rates that will cost residential customers about $13 more a month and commercial customers about $9 more. The utility says it needs more money to improve its electricity distribution system to reduce outages, especially during major storms. It also wants the money to upgrade its customer service and infotech systems to increase cybersecurity. Two state public utility commission judges will host four in-person and two telephone hearings next month so the public can comment on the proposed rate hike. In northeast Pennsylvania, hearings will take place in Lackawanna and Lehigh counties. There's one December 8th at the University of Scranton and December 9th in Catasauqua. Both are at 6 p.m. There's also hearings in Lancaster and Harrisburg and two telephone hearings. You can find more information about the hearings on our website, wvia.org. The PUC has to decide on the hike by July 1st. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our NewsMatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. On the national level, the White House has launched a new executive order aimed at reshaping how young people transition out of foster care. Carmen Russell-Suchansky has some expert reactions for WVIA.
First Lady Melania Trump unveiled the plan, called Fostering the Future, saying it will expand education and job opportunities through new public-private partnerships.
Too many people from foster care community end up homeless, in danger on America's streets.
The order calls for a youth-facing website, new training pipelines, and partnerships with schools like Villanova University. Child welfare experts in Philadelphia say they welcome the attention, but see major gaps. Penn professor Johanna Greeson says the online platform could help, but only if the right people are involved.
I hope in their process they would turn to the lived experts on design considerations, meaning young people themselves being the experts on their experiences and being able to say, you know, this is what we need.
Greeson also says the order leaves out two essentials, housing and prevention. She notes most youth in foster care face instability long before college becomes an option. And without funding for relationships and support systems, the new programs may fall short.
That was Carmen Russell-Suchansky reporting. Okay, one last thing for you today. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
There's a certain time of year when many people enjoy those ubiquitous Girl Scout cookies. Turns out Girl Scouts in Philadelphia played a big role in making them the nationwide tradition they are today. The first sale of cookies, according to the scouting organization, can be traced back to Oklahoma in 1917. That's when members and their moms baked various flavors at home and sold them in schools to help finance troop activities. They eventually shared recipes with other troops, who did the same in their locations. Fast forward to 1932. That's when Girl Scouts of Greater Philadelphia baked and sold cookies in the windows of the Philadelphia Gas and Electric Company. 23 cents for a box of 44 cookies. They became a Philly tradition. And it's here the Scouts developed the marketing and business skills needed to take sales to the next level. That council became the first to sell commercially baked goods, paving the way for what the cookie sale looks like today. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org, and you can sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter there as well. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone, and congrats on making it to the middle of this week. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.